Blackstone Audio presents Zero Day by Jan Gangsi. This book is read by Andy Arndt. For Sven and Ava, my heart and soul. Prologue. Governor's Mansion, Richmond, Virginia. Darrow had her. He finally had her. Addie Webster was so going down. The two sat cross-legged on the floor of the playroom, a game of Connect Four perched between their almost-touching knees. This spot was one of Darrow and Addie's favorite hangouts. Once a generic meeting space, the room had been transformed the day Addie's father was sworn in as governor, and he'd ordered the law books, journals, and conference tables removed. Now it was packed with board games, Play-Doh, Legos, an easel stocked with paints and brushes, and big, colorful carpets to sit on. Addie's cheerful drawings decorated the walls. The sound of her laughter echoed through the corridors. Except, she wasn't going to be laughing in a minute. Darrow grinned and lifted his checker above the yellow plastic grid. "Gotcha," he said, dropping it in theatrically. The red checker fell with a satisfying clink through the open slots and landed on top of Addie's black. One more turn and the game was his. He could hardly contain his excitement. Addie beat him at everything. Every single thing. Monopoly, Mario Kart, the 50-yard dash. She could even burp louder. Darrow and Addie were best friends, but no 9-year-old boy wants to get schooled over and over again by an 8-year-old girl. Even one as cool as